insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 40th verse of Surah Ar-Rum, so let's listen to the verse and we'll be back with more explanations.
الله الذي خلقكم ثم رزقكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم هل من شركائكم من يفعل من ذلكم من شيء سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون
Allah is the one who created you, then provided for you, then will cause you to die, and then will give you life. Are there any of your partners who does anything of that? Exalted is he, and high above what they associate with him.
So as you listen to the verse, you understand that our life and death, our past, our present, our future, as well as our sustenance, they are all in authority of Allah. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum, thumma razaqakum, thumma yumitukum, thumma yuhyikum. Allah is He who created you. ثُمَّ رَزَقَكُمْ Then he gave you sustenance. ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ Then he shall make you die. ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ Then he shall bring you to life. هَلْ مِن شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَن يَفْعَلْ مِن ذَلِكُمْ مِن شَيْءٍ Is there any of your associate gods who does aught of that? سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى عَمَّا يُشْرِكُونَ Glory be to him, exalted high is he, far above what they associate with him. So, in this verse, dear brothers and sisters, the Qur'an returns again to the subject of origin and resurrection, which from the basic matters of many verses of this surah, and qualifies Allah with four attributes so that it can be both a hint to monotheism and struggle against polytheism and a proof upon resurrection. So it says, Allahu alladhi khalaqakum. Allah is the one who created you, who gave you sustenance, who make you die, and who shall bring you to life. It is certain that none of the polytheists believed that the creation was done by the idols, or that their sustenance was given by idols, or the end of their lives was under control of the idols, because they used to consider these artificial objects of worship as a medium and some intercessors between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not the creators of the heaven and the earth and sustainers. So, therefore, the answer to these questions is negative, and this question is a positive interrogation with a negative sense. هَلْ مِن شُرَكَائِكُمْ مَن يَفْعَلُ مِن ذَلِكُمْ مِن شَيْءٍ Is there any of your associate gods who does aught of that? So, this is how the question is asked, and the answer to these questions is negative. It is certain that none of the polytheists believed that the creation was done by idols, or that the idols are the ones who give sustenance, or that the end of the lives of the people was under the control of the idols, because they only used to consider these idols, these artificial handmade objects of worship, as medium and intercessors. But the point is that even this level is not acceptable, and the intercessors are the ones who are introduced by the Almighty Allah Himself.
Allahu alladhi khalaqakum thumma razaqakum thumma yumitukum thumma yuhyikum hal min shuraka من يفعل من ذلكم من شيء سبحانه
So, brothers and sisters, we need to understand that our life and death, our past and present and future, as well as our sustenance, are in the authority of Allah. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum, thumma razaqakum, thumma yumitukum, thumma yuhyikum. Talks about resurrection at the very end, and this is a very important point. Another matter which will be asked here is that they mostly did not believe in the life after death. I mean, the polytheists. How does the Quran emphasize on it here by means of the last attribute of Allah? Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Glory be to him. Exalted high is he, far from what they associate with him. And then the Almighty Allah says, ثُمَّ يُمِيتُكُمْ ثُمَّ يُحْيِيكُمْ. Why does the Almighty Allah mention this? This application may be for the sake that the question of the life after death, as we have said in the discussions of resurrection, has an innate aspect. And here the Holy Quran does not emphasize on their beliefs, but it emphasizes on their innate disposition. And besides, sometimes it happens that when a capable speaker encounters a person who denies a matter, he mentions it among some other facts which that person accepts, and he decisively emphasizes on it so that it affects on him. Now, the life after death is an unbreakable relation, and regarding this logical relation, both of them have been mentioned in one sentence. However, the Quran implies that when all of these affairs, such as creation, sustenance, and death, when all of these affairs are in his power, worshipping must be done only for him too. And the sentence, Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Glory be to him, and exalted is he, far from what they associate with him. And this sentence resonates with this fact that they have made the rank of Allah extraordinarily low when they have put Allah in the role of in the row of idols and artificial objects of worship. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me.